What's your drink? You know what I mean? Like when you go out, you always order your drink.
Oh, right. Well, I mean, that's a big thing that you have to figure out when you first go to the bar, right? Because you don't know what to drink.
Yeah.
You don't know what to order, and you don't know what they regularly make. Are they going to have to look it up in a book or something? You know, if you've done some research, you can come up with something pretty outlandish. Mine is easy now.
What is it?
Whiskey. I mean, it's either a beer or a whiskey at this point. I'm either going to have a shot or whatever. And if I'm having a mixed drink, it'll be like Tito's and Sprite. I like vodka and Sprite.
When did you figure that out? At what age were you like, that's what I get? And first of all, who goes to the out to dinner and orders a whiskey? It's so weird. You get it neat? Do you get it on the rocks?
I get it neat. Yeah, I always get a double and I get it neat. Yep.
Nasty. All right. Anyway, when did you figure out that was your thing?
Tito's and Sprite, probably a few years back. I got into that. As far as whiskey goes, probably about the same, about 5-6 years or so. Before that, it was just random shots, whatever your friend was ordering.
Right.
And when you're younger, when you first walk into a bar or when you've got a fake ID, it's usually a whiskey sour or some sort of concoction like that.
Right. So the average age that people say they quote unquote found their drink is 27 years old.
Right. It takes some time.
Yeah. And I started thinking about it. I'm like, yeah, that's probably right, because I'm like a dirty martini kind of girl, but I get it like a certain way. Mm-hmm. It used to be Kettle One. Now it's Tito's.
Okay.
But it's like Tito's dirty martini on the rocks, extra dirty.
You know how to order it.
And I've been doing it for basically at this point a really long time.
When somebody hears you order that, if they don't have their drink selected yet, it's very impressive.
Well, I think you find your drink and that's what it is. So according to this, the worst drink that you can order is a Long Island iced tea.
Right.
Who still orders a Long Island iced tea?
I mean, it hammers you. That's the thing is, it's a lot of booze. And when you're not familiar, you think to yourself, oh, this tastes great.
Yeah.
But it's like hardcore stuff. Yeah. It's a little bit much.
I always judge people if they order a screwdriver. I'm like, you mean just orange juice? That's what you're vodka and orange juice. That's what you're asking for.
Yeah. But I mean, you know.
But I've got this one guy friend, and every time we go out, he orders an apple martini.
Oh.
Yeah. And he is a 46-year-old grown man.
Yeah.
You know? And I look at his wife and I'm like, Jess. And she's like, I don't know. He likes them. What am I going
to
do?
They taste delicious.
Yeah.
To be fair, I mean, if you've had an apple martini, they are scrumptious.
We went out to dinner a few weeks ago. The waitress laughed in his face, thought he was kidding.
Right.
When he was like, I'll have an apple martini. And I was like, oh my gosh. And like every time my husband and I go to hibachi, right? We go to any kind of a Japanese or Chinese restaurant, he'll order a Mai Tai in a hurricane glass with the umbrella. And they'll say, feel free to put it in an extra umbrella. And I'm like, why? Why do you do that?
Because it makes him feel tropical, man.
Do you just order the whiskey because you feel like it's manly? Or do you actually enjoy it?
No, at this point in my life, I'm after the end result.
You thought you had a bad week? Listen, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But if you're having a tough week, sometimes hearing about others' misfortunes makes you realize that things aren't so bad after all.
Oh, I love it. When I see somebody trip or fall or something like that on television, I just point to myself and go, see? You're not a loser. You could have been that person.
These are all tweets that were sent out in the last 24 hours.
What do you got?
All right, Raven. At Likey the Fruit. A guy at the gym said my butt sweat was noticeable today. So, he was checking me out. Is this gym flirting? If you believe that that's like good news that a guy is checking out your butt sweat at the gym, that's tough, man.
It's a sliding scale, man,
as to
what makes you happy and what doesn't there.
Mm-hmm. At Eli_J213 tweets, it's been one hell of a week, but I'm not looking forward to going to court tomorrow.
Come on.
What's worse, when you wake up on court morning or knowing all week that you have court coming up that you have to deal with?
What about, you know, commiserating in the fact that it's been a terrible week and it's Tuesday?
Right. Exactly.
Good luck with that, man.
At SkyWolf84, smacked my head, eyebrow area, on the corner of a shelf.
Oh, that's the worst.
Crying face emoji, # that will scar. Oh, when you hit that, like, what is it with the eyebrows and the scarring?
The skin is thin there, man.
Oh, my gosh.
It's thin there.
Yep. At Tara Dublin Rocks writes, so my teeth are great, but my gums are terrible. It's going to cost me $9,000 to get the treatment I need.
Oh, my gosh.
I will never have $9,000 unless I get a book deal. I hope that Tara is a writer.
I was going to say.
Yeah. At YT Louie _ He tweets, I'm just bored, and I'm on the worst laptop physically possible. I can't even play Minecraft. It's a first world problem right there.
Sad news, buddy. Sad news.
At the Forest Loner, they tweet, my mom said she'd love me even more if I grew a beard. Now I have one, and she won't let me move home, even though I'm going to be homeless by Monday.
What?
When your mommy wasn't let you move home, and you're about to be homeless, that's a tough day.
It is a rough time, man. And you know what? Sooner or later, parents often are like, no, not this time. You're not coming back this time.
And he even grew a beard. He was like, Ma said that she likes when I have a beard, so right. I grew one, and now she still won't let me come home.
Mom, I grew this beard for you. It's not good enough for the guest room? What?
At Aiden3_Stargazer, all capital letters, so there's a bird in my house, and there's a picture of a bird in a chandelier. Oh, my gosh, it's my worst nightmare. A bird just running loose in your house, going crazy.
Remember, I had that squirrel, man. They're very destructive creatures when wildlife gets into your house.
At Samaro XO wrote, my dog walked in someone's gum, and now it's stuck to her paws.
Oh, that is a bad day right there.
Mm-hmm. And one more. At Louisa, at Pugliese, anyone else's dad pass gas in the car and then lock the windows? Because mine does. Oh, that's a dad move if I ever heard one.
See, it could be worse.
Yeah.
It could be worse.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 You just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
So, interesting story going on here, Anna Zapp. If you are willing to put a drop of blood in a pair of sneakers and set the entire world alight so that you can go ahead and make a couple bucks here today and cause some controversy, that's all I need to know about you. Lil Nas X, the guy behind the big hit Old Town Road, you know him, basically regarded as a pretty nice guy in the world, is being sued by Nike, and everybody is all fired up about the shoes that he partnered up to release.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Nike has nothing to do with this, but Lil Nas X, it's a company called Mischief, but it's not spelled Mischief because they're cool. It's all capital letters, and it's like M-S-C-H-F or something like that.
Everybody knows that you don't use all the letters if you want to be cool.
Right, you got to leave out the vowels. Right. I don't know when that started, but okay. But they only released 666 of these shoes. You see what I did there, 666? Yeah. And they're called Satan shoes. So they took these Nike shoes, and they're filling them with a red liquid, and on every pair of shoes, there's one drop of blood.
In the sole. It'll make you jump faster. It also has a pentagram and an upside down cross, because of course, when you think about sneakers, that's what you need. I just don't understand.
This is all I need to know about you. Did you think Nike wasn't going to sue you for doing this?
Sometimes we do things for attention that we get that's good, and sometimes we do it for the attention that's bad. It just seems to me like Lil Nas X has already been really, really, really successful. Really successful. I mean, Old Town Road's like the biggest song in history. So to come out with that after, it just seems weird.
And there's so many things I want to know about the blood in the shoes. Okay. One.
Yeah.
Whose blood is it?
Good question.
Right?
Right?
Who donated their blood? I guess if it's only one drop and there's 666 shoes, you only need 666 drops of blood. But there's always a blood shortage. I see those blood drives everywhere. It seems really important. I feel like we shouldn't be using it to put it in our Nike sneakers.
How do we know that blood's COVID safe? All right? Even though it's in the sole, what if I cracked open the sole of my Nikes and accidentally ingested that sole red liquid and then therefore got COVID?
I think this is a fetish thing, because you know how there's some people that are like obsessed with wearing like the blood around their neck? Remember Billy Bob? Didn't Billy Bob Thornton
and
wear
Angelina Jolie? Did that.
Yeah.
Like, they're just wacky.
What's up with that?
Yeah, I don't know.
If that's a new trend, I'm not on board for it.
I'm just confused at the how and the why. Like, okay, so they'll get the blood from somewhere, but what is the why, right? If there's 666 pairs of these things and they're $1,000 a piece, what is Lil Nas's cut of it that makes it worthwhile to be like, yeah, I'm going to do that. That's a great idea. It's totally a great idea.
You know, it sounds so insane. And you're like, who wants that? They sold out.
Oh, they're going to sell it in 2 seconds?
No. They sold out in less than 60 seconds.
Yeah, it doesn't shock me.
1,000 of them.
Because it's the thing that people are talking about.
And they're numbered. That's why. Because they're numbered and you're able to get it. It's all about the hype. People are weird.
I don't think it's going to give you any superpowers or anything like that.
Well, I mean, I guess we don't know if we don't have a pair.
Horns like a goat.
Ugh. That's all I need to know about you.
Yeah.
I can't believe they make so much money. Who knew? All right.
I feel like it's pretty common knowledge.
Really? Dialect coaches charge anywhere from $100 to $400 an hour when they're coaching actors on how to use fake accents.
Here's the thing. Your phone rings. Kate Winslet wants to learn some sort of accent or something like that. You ring it up. I mean, not for nothing, but today is the day. You've been a tutor the last 2 decades of your life now, and it's time to get past that $40 an hour nonsense and ring it up.
Wow. All right. Top three accents that are hard for actors to fake on screen. Number three, American. Okay.
Yeah, that's when they've got all the. It's always a shocking thing when I'm watching an award show, right? And one of my favorite actors from a show gets up there, and then all of a sudden they're talking like this, and I go, "Wait a minute, they're one of those chaps. Why do they talk like that when they sound so normal when they talk Americana?"
All right, I should warn you that all this is going to be is Raven using terrible accents that all sound like nothing.
Cheerio.
To be honest. Here we go.
What?
Second top accent that actors have a hard time faking on screen. Irish.
I could do that. Wait a minute. Oh. Hold on. But I would love the film that I'm in with the brogue with his fine. No, it's not going well.
No.
I'm sorry. I'll have to start over. Maybe if I tried this music and then, oh, we're going to an Irish festival and we're going to let.
Okay.
No, it's not. Well,
no.
Maybe.
All right. And the number one accent that it's hard for actors to fake on screen is a British accent.
Oh, no. That one I can definitely do.
No, you can't. Like, don't even try it. You know it's going to be terrible.
Well, curtsy for the queen now. The queen is coming and we're going to curtsy.
Okay.
It's going to be great.
If
wait
I
a minute.
Get you...
Is the queen racist? Wait a minute.
If
what?
The... A dialect coach, if I got one for you, they would deserve every dollar of the $400 an hour I would have to pay.
All right, give me the worst accents.
The five worst accents ever done in a movie. Coming in at number five.
Yeah.
I don't want to be somebody's crush. I want people to like the real me.
That's Emma Watson, and that's her American accent from Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, isn't she English? I mean, felt like she did the English all right there, but okay.
Right, because she was trying to be American.
I understand.
Yep.
You have a tight body. Yes. I see that from your tight pants.
Right.
Yes, you are tight like a tiger.
Like a tiger.
That is Mike Myers doing a Dutch accent in Austin Powers 3. But, like, in his defense, that's supposed to be bad.
Yes. I mean, it's supposed to be a joke. Right.
Coming in at number three.
Yeah.
I am, however, torn apart when I think that I won't be there to see our child come into the world cradled in your arms. And a first smile.
Wait a minute.
Nicolas Cage in Con Air trying to do a southern accent.
Come on. You mean that not everybody from the South sounds exactly like that? Nicolas Cage is a fine thespian. Right?
Number two.
Put down the bunny.
All these years, all I've known is darkness. But I have never seen a brighter light than when my eyes just opened. And I know that light burns in all of you.
Whoa!
That's Kristen Stewart in Snow White and the Huntsman. I don't think that one's that bad.
Hey, here's the thing. We don't live there.
And we don't
right?
know.
So we have no idea, right?
Like,
I mean, it's supposed
to
be olden times, so I'm not sure she's supposed to be talking in Cockney. She's a very accomplished actress.
And the number one worst accent ever done in a movie, despite the fact that they are paying dialect coaches $400 an hour.
Look where you're going, Johnny. You look stunned and poorly, sir. Quite a pair of conversationists, aren't you? Gentlemen, I leave you in the grace and favor of the Lord.
That was Cameron Diaz trying to do an Irish accent in Gangs of New York.
When you hear that one next to mine, don't you think that mine's actually quite all right?
I don't know what you're doing.
And I love Lucky Charms.
Okay.
No?
No.
All right.
Top five most frequently broken laws.
Give them to me.
Underage drinking, littering, smoking, jaywalking, and pirating music. For the most part, all real laws.
Yeah, I mean, it says smoking. Just find a different area, right? I mean, pirating music. Okay. All right. All right. I mean, those are real laws. They're broken.
Yep. Then there's some other laws that you break every day that you didn't even really know were laws, or you kind of knew, but you didn't really care.
Well, some are laws, some are not.
Exactly. Singing happy birthday in a public place against the law. Did
what?
You know that? Yeah.
That's nonsense.
You can sing it in your house. You can sing it even at your office. But the minute you make a public spectacle of it, all of a sudden it's copyright infringement.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. Yep. Then I started thinking about it. I'm like, that's why all these fast food chains, they made up their own birthday song.
Got to have a different variation
of it.
Have an
Aussie Aussie birthday.
I mean,
who would you
pay?
Yeah.
That's the only one that you know.
It's the only one I know.
Anna loves Outback.
I love the Outback.
Secret about Anna Zapp. She loves that blooming onion.
Playing poker at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's against the law.
Oh, come on with that nonsense, though. Mm-hmm. The home game thing has been a thing for a very long time.
Going to the bathroom outside, going potty outside. Yeah, that's against the law.
Well, that one I knew.
Not getting a dog license. I didn't know.
Of course that's against the law.
Wait, I didn't know that.
What? Your dog isn't licensed?
I didn't know that.
Dude, you need to get your dog a license.
I will go today.
Yeah, I mean, if you go tomorrow. To a park or anything or take her for public walks, like, yeah.
She doesn't go anywhere.
You gotta get a license.
I had no idea. All right, I'll work on that. But there are some laws that you break that are marginal at best. Those are real. Some of the ones that you break, maybe not so much.
Well, Anna judges me because I use the dumpsters down the street from my house.
It's against the law.
Well, no, I put it in the dumpster. I put it in there. So it's oversized items that I can't fit into my trash receptacles. I just, you know, under the cover of darkness, I just pull up and I throw it in the compactor and it's good. And the earth is happy because it's gone in a trash place.
Raven, can I clarify?
Yes.
You wait until it's dark outside, and then you and your wife load the car up with everything
that you... She won't come. She doesn't go with me.
Okay. I know she's been with you before. We've had this conversation.
Well, she doesn't want to be with me when I do it.
And then you go to the dumpster. You wait till there's no one around on a private property, and you dump your oversized stuff. That's against the rules.
It's a very busy place, and I know somebody that lives there.
That doesn't count. Do you pay those HOAs?
No.
That's not a real thing. You break a lot of laws, I think.
Well, a couple anyways. You know what else I do as it related to trash? If the recycle bin is full, sometimes I'll just put it right in the trash. I'll do that.
You're not allowed to make fun of me for not having a dog license, which I'm going to get today. I didn't know that was real.
But there's people around me that do it all the time, too. Like my wife, one of the biggest things, her carry-on luggage, always bigger than the size that they say.
Come on.
It drives me nuts.
And she does it on purpose?
It makes me so... No, but she won't get the bag that fits in it, even though I tell her, like, just get the hard case bag that fits in here. Mm-hmm. You'll never have this problem. She won't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it makes me anxious every single time because I know she's breaking the law.
What fake law do you break? I run the same red light every morning going to work.
Are you serious? That's really dangerous.
It's so early.
Wouldn't it be better?
I can see there's no cars coming.
It's a long light.
I can't be late for work, and I run it every morning. I do.
You think that's better than me throwing something in a trash barrel?
Yes, because I can see both ways. I'm not hurting anybody. Singing happy birthday in public, playing poker at your house for money, all illegal things. But... you do it anyway.
Here's the thing. There's nobody there to enforce the rule. You're probably going to break it.
Raven uses a dumpster at a local condo to dump all his stuff. I told him that he can't do that.
It's not all my stuff. It's just the stuff that won't fit in my box. Like last week, it was a mailbox and a pole.
Great. What is the fake law that you break? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Anna and Raven.
So when I'm at the grocery store, certain apples are more expensive. I'll put in the barcode for the cheaper apple and stuff like that.
Yeah. You know, I have not done that every time, but I've done it at least once.
My
apples are pricey.
I don't know why some apples are so expensive.
Oh, man, they're like boutique apples now. They're mad expensive.
I've thought about it, but I've never done it.
The Gala? That's an expensive apple. The Fuji?
Yeah, they're like $2.99 a pound. Oh. I'll put in ones for like 99 cents a pound, and it's bad. I know it's bad, but I do it anyway.
Yeah, it's all Red Delicious or Golden Delicious as far as I'm concerned. That's it. Everything goes under that price gag.
Forget organic.
Right,
that doesn't even exist.
Right. Organic, come on. What?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What fake laws do you break?
I've never showered before going into a public pool.
Me neither. I never understood why that was even like a rule.
Because you're funky. I mean, come on. You're
what
both
do you mean?
Wearing perfume, maybe. You could be wearing lotions. You're wearing, you know, suntan lotion, oil, all that stuff. Yeah. I mean, it's really not science, guys. It's really
not
that big
of a deal. You take a shower. You look
every
at me.
Time.
No,
why wouldn't
don't.
You?
You take a shower the second before you jump in the pool?
A public pool, yes. The shower is right next to the pool. Frankly, if you don't walk over under the shower head, like, where's your lifeguard? Where's your pool attendant?
Never once in my life either.
What, are they buried in their phone? Like, pay attention, pool attendant. Earn that money.
No, I'm with you. I've never done it either.
Oh, man. You got a gross.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What fake laws do you break?
So every day when I go to lunch, I walk directly across the street. I never use the crosswalk because it's like, 2 blocks down the road, and I don't have time for that. So basically, that's the fake law I break. And you know what? Try to catch me. You know what? Because you can't.
I mean, if they tried to, they probably could.
No way.
But okay, I guess.
I don't know if it's getting older, but I remember like in college in my 20s, I would constantly, like, I would just cross, like
right.
reckless abandonment.
Now?
Never.
I'm looking for it.
Yeah.
Right. Now I need the crosswalk.
Me too.
I can't get across too quick.
I hold the kids' hands. Hayden's 12. She's like, Ma, you don't need to hold my hand anymore. I'm like, no, honey, we got to be careful.
No kids. Me. I'm waiting for the light. I'm pressing pressing the button, everything. I'm nervous.
Oh.
What if I pass out or have an episode crossing the street?
And even when the little walk guy pops up, I still make us run. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. I start having the panic attack when it starts changing in the middle of the walk. Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What fake laws did you break?
I always use the Wi-Fi of the restaurant I live next to. Yeah, probably stealing, but, you know, if they didn't want you to take it, they should put a password on it, right? I don't know. It's fair game to me.
Does that make a difference if you use other people's Wi-Fi without asking?
Well, they're going to close at some point. So at 2 a.m., 3 a.m., you must be getting the best speeds ever. Really, who cares, right? I couldn't exist like that in my house. Like, I'm streaming on gadgets or whatever. What you're saving in stealing somebody else's Wi-Fi, I'm sure you're paying for in cable.
Possibly, yes. Yes.
And now we join Anna and Raven's coverage of the March Gladness Tournament.
We are looking to crown the number one thing that makes you happy. If you'd like to see the full bracket and make your predictions as we head into the Elite Eight, you can head to AnnaOnRaven.com. Every day it's a new matchup. You can vote by calling or texting 1-800-330-9999. Or you can vote on any of our social media pages at Anna and Raven.
Anna, now that we're in the Elite Eight, you know that the competitors, they've worked all year for this, mm-hmm. all right? They bring joy to people every single time they show up. They're heavy competitors, and you know when it comes to the Final Four, if you want to be the champ, you've got to be the ultimate best. Many people picked our first contender today for just such this position.
Let's start with the number one seed out of the Raven division, Surprise Pizza.
Oh my gosh, what a competitor. It's hard to take on Surprise Pizza. Here's the thing about Surprise Pizza. It can show up anywhere.
Anywhere.
And it's always welcome.
Absolutely.
Walked into work, didn't know there was going to be Surprise Pizza. Woo, oh, you're happy.
You're tired, you're hungry. It's 11:45 in the morning and all of a sudden you get somebody pops their head in the studio and they're like, there's pizza in the kitchen. You're like, what?
Right. You pizza? Get home from work, you think it's going to be a regular night or whatever. The other person, your partner says, you know what? I've had a day, let's just order pizza.
It's Surprise Pizza.
Surprise Pizza shows up. Your wife goes out the night before with her friends, comes home with leftovers. You're already in bed. You wake up the next morning. Guess what? There's a pizza box in there.
It's a surprise.
Surprise Pizza for breakfast.
But coming in really strong, the number three seed, having the plain aisle all to yourself.
This one also benefits from the fact of it's a surprise. When you get on a plane nowadays, what do you expect? It's not going to be a pleasant experience most of the time, but you show up and all of a sudden it's like you're a billionaire. This plane is yours, sir or madam. Would you like this row of seats? How about that row? You can have any row you want.
You don't have to take your purse and shove it on that dirty floor under the seat in front of you. You can just put it in the seat right next to you.
Yes. Who's taking off their shoes?
Taking them off?
Taking them off right here. I got the whole plane aisle. I'm taking off my shoes.
Let me put up my feet. You want to know why? Because there ain't nobody sitting next to me. What?
I mean, it's so exciting, really.
I was thinking about this, Raven. This is really when things start getting to be difficult because Surprise Pizza, let's be honest, it happens pretty often. It doesn't mean it's...
doesn't mean it's any less special.
It is special. But when you get on a plane and you realize you have a plane aisle to yourself, you never forget that. You remember that trip for the rest of your life. That brings you pure joy.
And that's why you are the commentating sensation that you are, Anna Zapp. You are absolutely correct.
It's a tip-off to the Elite Eight in March Gladness, crowning the number one thing that makes you happy. If you want to see the full bracket and make your final predictions, you can head to AnnaOnRaven.com. Every day, it's a new matchup. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999 with your vote. Or you can head to any of our social media pages at Anna and Raven.
The definition is in there. Elite Eight, of course. These are the elite competitors that we've seen throughout the year. You knew they were going to be a big deal when they first came out. But now you're seeing how have they really fortified themselves to become the ultimate, the champion, if you will, Anna Zapp. Surprise Pizza, it's no surprise they've made it this far.
That's right. That is the number one seed in the Raven division. And Surprise Pizza is amazing. But can it take down the joy you get when you get on a plane and you find out you have the entire aisle to yourself?
What? Am I a millionaire? Who am I? Am I a celebrity? What's going on here? This whole aisle is mine?
It's a number three seed. Who is going to make it to the Final Four? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven, who are you voting for?
The whole playing aisle to myself.
It is a big deal, right?
It is a big deal.
What do you take with you when you're on the plane, when you're getting ready to fly? Do you have like an iPad, a book? What do you take?
Phone with the headphones to listen to music. Mm-hmm. And then I would just lay across that with my warm, cozy sweatshirt and enjoy the ride.
Nice. Like,
yeah.
Nice.
So you never forget that moment. When you get that plane aisle to yourself, you never forget. I'll forget. My honeymoon. It was our honeymoon. We were flying overnight to Cancun, and I'll never forget it. We got there. We were only 7 people on the plane.
How is that possible?
It was incredible.
So awesome.
It was like it was God's
incredible.
Wedding gift to us. That's what it was.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's what it was.
And Ann Raven, who's it going to be? Surprise pizza or having the whole plane aisle to yourself?
Okay, let's be honest. It's really close. But if you eat too much surprise pizza, you're going to need a plane aisle to yourself. My vote is still with plane aisle. Yourself, nothing beats it in the world.
You know, I booked airline tickets the other day, and they had, you know, I bought a pair of tickets, me and my wife, and they asked me if the second ticket was just an extra seat for myself. It was like the first time I've ever seen that during booking. Yeah. And I was like, wow, wouldn't it be nice if I was wealthy?
My sister does it all the time.
Wow.
You're up with the big ones, Raven, now. You're up with the big ones.
He didn't say he bought it.
Right, I didn't pay for it. No. She's going to sit there. Right.
Hi, it's Ian on Raven. What's making it to the final four? Number 1 seed, surprise pizza, or number 3 seed, the plain aisle all to yourself?
Surprise pizza. Pizza anytime is, even if it's got mold on it, it's still good.
Well,
I'm not going with the mold on the pizza, but I will say that the pizza, even if it's just mediocre pizza, I will take pizza anytime it shows up.
Yeah.
But if you offered me, let's say, surprise pizza for 6 months, like over the plane aisle, if I chose the plane aisle, I wouldn't never get surprise pizza for 6 months. I would choose the plane aisle, but I would be sad every time surprise pizza showed up around me and other people enjoyed it.
But what if the surprise pizza had mold?
I would be less sad.
All right.
Slightly, anyways. Thanks for the call.
Have a good morning.
Unbelievable, Anna Zapp. Is it true? Could it be done?
It is our first upset of March Gladness. The number 3 seed, having an entire plane aisle to yourself, defeats the number 1 seed, surprise pizza, making it to the final four.
That just busted everybody's bracket in the office.
The Urban Dictionary defines a weird flex as when a person brags about something they shouldn't brag about. And I'm about to do it right now, Raven.
Something that they're cool at that most people are like, no, that's not really a real talent.
Right, but it is. 1-800-330-9999. What's your weird flex? Raven, you know how I love to use my teeth to do stuff?
Yes, I've seen you open a beer bottle. It's one of the most unladylike things, and it makes me think that you're going to break a tooth every single time.
Yeah, but my teeth are so strong. I can open things.
Someday that's going to fail you, just so you know.
Yesterday, I was at the gym. I teach some fitness classes on the side, and I was with my manager, and we were trying to get the batteries out of the pack that our microphone goes in.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
And the batteries were stuck in the battery pack, right? So I said, Marianne, if you let me take off my mask, I can use my teeth.
I know what to do. Marianne, I know what to do.
And she goes, what?
Right,
I go, no, I could use my teeth and I could pry it out with my teeth. And she's like, you gotta put this in your mouth? I go, no, I have really strong teeth.
You know how many people have touched it? I mean, it's literally the thing that most people have touched in the building.
It goes on sweaty instructors' belts.
Oh, God.
But I had wipes to wipe it down. We could not get the batteries out, right? And she's like, all right.
Right.
So I pop it open. I take the wipe. I use my canine tooth.
Yes.
I put it right in the corner of that battery.
Scoop.
I pop that battery right on out.
It's so wacky.
And I was so proud of myself.
It's
and she
terrible.
Looked, she was horrified.
Yeah. And rightly so.
But I can use my teeth to open so many things.
Oh, my
I can.
Gosh.
That's my weird flex.
Yeah, it is a weird flex.
Mm-hmm.
I can cut my lawn into diamonds. And I can make a good bed, like a good bed in less than 2 minutes. 120 seconds I can make the bed in. And it's like good.
Like you can't even get in. It's
like
so tight.
Military corners. It is to inspection. I'm not saying I'm a Navy SEAL. I'm just saying I've seen one on TV before and I can make a good bed in less than a minute and 20.
But can you use your teeth to make the bed in less than a minute 20?
I don't think there's ever a time that I would want to. As you know, I'm much more fearful of my teeth than you.
Yesterday, I got to use my weird flex. I could use my teeth to open anything. I pried a battery that was stuck in a battery pack with my canine tooth like it was nothing. And I was proud of it. Everybody looked on horrified, but I was proud of myself.
It's kind of disgusting, really, and scary to witness.
Mm-hmm.
I can fix anything. That's my weird flex. I'm like a MacGyver guy. I'm not saying it's going to stay fixed, but if something breaks, I can get us where we need to go.
What's your weird flex? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
So I could actually sound like Stitch, like verbatim.
Do it. Do it right now.
My name is. This is my family. I found it all on my own. It's little and broken, but still good.
Yeah. I don't know what's happening. Do you know what's happening?
I mean, I've never seen the show whatsoever, but I'm aware that there's a character named Stitch, and I get that. So I'm sure that in your brain you sound exactly like them, and it's good enough to pass with your friends, especially when they're drinking. Right. No, it's all right. I'm with you. I fully support your talent. I do.
Three glasses of Sauvignon Blanc. Do the voice.
Right.
Do the voice.
Right, right. It's easy. Hit the nail on the head when your friends are a little bit inebriated.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your weird flex?
I know how to, well, I basically have monkey feet. I can multitask with my feet and sign my name.
It's amazing.
I thought you were going to be like one of those weird people that just climbs trees wherever you go. And you're with your friend, and all of a sudden your friend's in a tree, and you're like, listen, man, we're in our 30s. This doesn't make any sense. Somebody's going to think you're on something.
I'll pop the pinky in the mouth with the toe.
Right, right. That's good. No, watching you sign your name with your left foot would be impressive, too.
It's true. Imagine she's signing her mortgage papers, and she's like, do you want me to use my feet or my hands?
Do it while hanging from that branch.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your weird flex?
I'm 46 years old, and I could still do a back handspring. Every barbecue or party, I bust it out in front of the kids just to show off.
Wow. That's serious.
That is serious.
That's so cool.
Right, and I'd be afraid every time I saw it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, no, she's going to break. This is the time she's going to break something. No, immediately.
Oh, there's Aunt Katie again. There she goes.
Snap. Oh, wrist. No, I would immediately be. I'd be in a panic every time. I'd be like, I can't watch.
My daughter thinks it's cool that I can still do a cartwheel, and I think it's pretty cool, too. Imagine I busted out a backflip. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your weird flex?
So I can toss my hat in the air and have it land on my head. Like, I don't know, 80% of the time I can do it. my current record is 11 times in a row. My wife does not think this is time well spent. She doesn't think it's cool at all. But secretly, I have to, you know, practice and try to break my record of 11.
He said 80% of the time he flips the hat onto his head.
80% of the time it works every time. Let me ask you, just for my own knowledge, because I could see this being a problem here. It's a slippery slope. You have an overabundance of hats, don't you, because of this trick that you can do? Not actually because of fashion reasons or anything like that, just because you can do this trick.
Right. Well, if you got talent, you got it.
Right.
You got to work it.
Got to have the tools. Sure. Right. Right.
Every
right.
time
Joe DiMaggio
you get dressed.
Was not without a baseball bat. Yes, I understand.
Every time you get up, every time you go out, do you automatically just flip your hat on like that just
of
to
course.
Show off in front of the kids and your wife?
More or less, it's superstition at this point. I have to do it. It's uh-huh. how I start my day.
80% of the time, he gets it.
80% of the time, it's a good day.
The Urban Dictionary describes a weird flex as when a person brags about something they shouldn't brag about. I can open anything with my teeth. I love to do it. I've opened beer bottles on the air before. Raven finds it horrifying. And yesterday I got to pry a battery out of a battery pack that was stuck in there with my canine tooth, and everybody looked on in horror.
It's gross.
What's your weird flex? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
So it's kind of strange, but I'm really good at accurately describing smells. So like if something smells weird, I'll be like, oh, that smells like the school bus on a rainy day. And somebody will be like, that does smell like the school bus on a rainy day.
That is amazing.
I don't know why I do it, but people seem oddly impressed with it.
I like that. I wish that was also my weird flex.
I wish you were a friend of mine. I would use you in some sort of game for game night. I don't know which one.
Right.
But we would rake
I'm
the
trying,
cash.
I'm trying to figure rake out how cash. To use this power for good, and I haven't quite figured that out.
No, forget good. Use it for profit. Come
yeah.
on.
Like charades for your nose.
I mean, there's a way.
Way.
Yeah.
There's a way to make money. There right. is.
Either yeah. way.
Well, good luck to you and your nose. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your weird flex?
I can say the alphabet backwards.
Let's go.
Go.
ZYX and WVUTSRQPONMLKJIHGFBDCBA. And that's the backwards alphabet.
You know, here's the thing. I'm actually not even positive that you did it.
Right.
But, I mean, 100%, anybody in the room is going to say, yeah, you did it.
Right.
Like, at any time.
It took every ounce of me not to do what I would normally do and be like, yeah! You did it.
Thanks, toddler.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you.
And Raven, what's your weird flex?
So my bottom eyelids, I can like move them in and out, like make them go like towards my nose and towards my ears, like as if I was blinking, but using my bottom eyelids back and forth. A friend taught me how to do it in grade school. She said her dad taught her.
It's really weird.
Yeah, it sounds like some carny trick you got right there. I mean, that'll win you a couple bets at the bar.
I can, like, look into my eyes. And when you look and they're like, wait, what are you doing? It's weird. Stop. I love it, though.
My husband can make his eyes like go back and forth really fast. Like it's like they're shaking inside.
Oh, I've
inside.
Seen that. People that can do that.
And Hayden, my 12-year-old, could do really weird things with her tongue. She folds it in like four ways inside her mouth.
Yeah, I'm always jealous of people with that. I can't do that.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your weird flex?
I'm double-jointed. I'm always a hit at parties because, you know, like I'll shake a stranger's hand and make it seem like they popped my hand or arm out of its socket to get me scared. It's a fun conversation starter.
If you're the weirdo, I mean, I don't mean to call you a weirdo, but if you're the person
I'm with you
that comes up to me and I'm the first time I'm meeting you and then you fake an injury that I broke your wrist with popping it out of a
socket. With your strange double jointedness. I'm sorry. Like, first and last time.
Yeah.
First and last time is all I'm saying.
Like, did they pay you to be at this party? Am I being videotaped right now?
Right. I'm not into this Cirque weird stuff, all right? Exactly. Just get out of here.
All right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your weird flex?
Hey, if you can name any major event in my life, I can tell you what I was wearing. It's just a gift. And it's not just the big ones like prom or my sweet 16 or the day I got engaged, but it's anything that you can tell me about in my life. I'll tell you what it was from my first date to my husband, anything. The gift I have.
Wow.
My wife does weird stuff like that.
I remember what I wore on major things, but I can't remember what I wore like 4 days ago. First day of kindergarten, what were you wearing?
Well, come on. I mean, so young.
I do remember this. Actually, I do remember this because I picked my outfit. It was blue overalls with a pink striped T-shirt, and I had matching pink socks with my white sneakers.
Wow.
That's wacky. You're like the Rain Man of outfits.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Mike and Lauren. Lauren, what's going on?
Okay, so because of COVID, we've changed our wedding plans. It was going to be in a really formal venue. Now it's just going to be in our friend's backyard, outside under a tent. And I really want this to be a formal affair. I want our guests to dress up. You know, I want them to wear a suit and tie. I want them to wear a nice dress. And I want to let them know that that's what they have to come to our wedding wearing.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? Mike, you don't think people should have to dress up?
Yeah, I think that's ridiculous. People should wear whatever they want. I mean, some of my friends don't even have formal wear or money to go rent it. It's like, you know, I want them there. I don't care about what they wear, you know. I want the person.
Well, I mean, I understand that. On the other hand, Mike, I mean, if the wedding was at your original venue, I'm sure that they would figure out some way to get themselves dressed. They're adults.
Put on a tie.
You know, they would be there. Outdoor weddings do happen. Are you guys going to be wallowing in the grass or anything? I mean, if there's a dance floor in a tent, that usually adds some sort of formality.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I mean, I got uncles that are farmers. You know, they don't wear anything but blue jeans. They come, you know, that's the way they do it. It's like, it's not that big of a deal. And it's like, I mean, we're in a tent. It's like, let's just, you know, this is a historical moment. It's COVID, you know, things are weird. Everything's out the window. Most people aren't even wearing anything but like sweatpants nowadays. So, you know what I mean?
It's yeah, like, but there's certainly formal tents.
And there's formal farmers too. Those guys wear the blue jeans with the, they put the nice blazer. Don't tell me you ain't seen your uncle's nice blazer with the leather elbow patches.
Yes.
You know when a cowboy's dressed up. We all seen that. It's a good look.
It's true. That's true.
I mean, you know, you're going to remove that possibility.
And Mike, you also think it's obnoxious if she just puts it on the invite, like formal wear requested?
Well, yeah. I mean, it makes people, you know, that made people self-conscious, you know. I mean, what is formal wear in 2021, you know? I don't even know what that is. It's like, what is it, a tux and a tie, or, you know?
Well, it's an interesting debate, if you think about it, because obviously the way you dress every day has changed a lot for most people on the day-to-day. But would that change the way that you attend a wedding?
I mean, if I went to a wedding, I'm thinking to myself, no sneakers. I'm with you, Lauren.
Yeah, but I wonder if I would put on a gown, whereas I probably would have 2 years ago. Let's see what our audience has to say.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Mike and Lauren had originally planned to get married at a big fancy venue, and because of COVID, everything got pushed back. So now the new plan is a backyard barbecue with a tent. Now, here's the thing. Lauren wants to make it very clear on the invitations. Yes, this is a backyard wedding with a tent, but I still want you to dress formally. Mike, not on board.
Yeah, he thinks that people should be able to come however they want to come to this. He says that, you know, the pandemic has changed everything forever at this point. It's a strange year anyways. Let's let people be comfortable. But there's something to be said about the fact that this could be the only event for some of these people all year, or their first event where they're coming out, Anna. Come on.
Right. He also has a problem with putting it on the invitation. Although I think a lot of people, I mean, in the past have done that.
Sure.
Can you still do it now? What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
I'm definitely on her side. We have the same situation this summer. My daughter's getting married outside in the backyard, and we are all going to dress up. I mean, obviously not with lots of glitz, but definitely everybody should dress up.
Every doctor, every person, every professional, every expert that we've talked to over the last year and a half tells you, Anna, put yourself together. It's a big day.
Yeah. I mean, I can understand if you're going to wear flats instead of heels, but I think that you have to wear the proper dress. But it comes down to what you think. 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Mike and Lauren had canceled their original wedding plans of getting married in a big fancy venue, and they've rescheduled for a backyard tented wedding. But Lauren is afraid that people will show up wearing casual wear, and she really does want it to be a formal event. She wants to write it on the invitation that they need to get dressed up.
Mike is against this. He says the pandemic has changed everything. It's a strange time. Let people come as they want and relax how they want. But remember, this is your wedding day. It's forever.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven, Couples Court.
Hey, I'm on her side. I mean, it's her wedding day. She should deserve whatever she wants. And especially now during COVID, people want to have a reason to go out and get dressed up. I know I do.
Right.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, I mean, here's a reason to get dressed up and put yourself together and do a little bit more that day. And you're going to remember it forever.
Yep.
Don't mail it in on your wedding day.
I have bought 3 dresses lately. I have nowhere to go. But I buy them because I'm like, I'm going to wear them.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear them somewhere.
At some point, you're going to go back out and do something again.
And Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. I don't think you can tell people what to wear. Plus, in 20 years, nobody's going to remember what anybody wore. They're going to remember about the food and the music, and that's it.
Yeah, thanks for the call. I can't say I agree with that. There's going to be photos, of course. And I will remember if somebody dressed like a bum. I will.
I'm trying to think of all my I could actually, I mean, it's been 16 years. It's been a long time. But nobody came inappropriate to my wedding. So
right.
I think if somebody came inappropriately dressed, I would remember that.
I want you to imagine your large family photo, your large gathering photo, and everybody is there, and they look top-notch and fantastic. And in the front row is a guy in shorts.
Mm.
No.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi. This is I don't know. If it's in the afternoon or the evening, you don't want to exclude anybody. It's a key word. How about putting just preferred?
Preferred.
And let the person choose. So this way you have everybody there.
Well, he's against putting it on the invitation. So that means you're with her.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, middle of the roader. You chose a side. Sorry, now you're on that side. That you got to live with it.
No.
You got to live with it. That's where you live now.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Lauren, our audience agreed with you this morning. A wedding is still a wedding, and it's still formal wear. And putting it on an invitation and saying black tie optional or formal wear requested, it's not out of the norm. And you should feel comfortable doing so, even if it's a backyard tent wedding. It's still a special day for you guys.
Yes, I'm so glad that the audience agrees with me. You know, it's absolutely true. Lots of people put it on their invites, and I'm glad I got some vindication.
So who's going to be the person to turn away our guests when they show up in less than formal?
Mike.
Are you going to have a bouncer?
Everybody knows, Mike.
No.
It's up to the bride, all right? And if the bride says this is what she wants, they're going to do it or they're not going to be there.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, you're not kicking people out of your wedding because they show up in like So you just hopefully you put it out there. Hopefully people listen. And if they don't, they don't. What are you going to do? You're still going to dance and have a good time and celebrate your life together.
Exactly. Okay, yeah. I mean, a t-shirt tux, does that count?
Yeah, sure. All right, if you have a problem too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Jackie, and I've got Ted in the car with me.
Okay, Jackie.
Are we on?
Jackie, who's with you in the car?
I have my son Ted with me in the car. We listen every single morning as I'm taking him to school.
All right. Jackie and Ted, you guys are up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, get out of there!
Good luck, guys.
All right, guys, here's how it works. We have 5 pop culture questions. I'm going to ask you them. Raven's out in the hallway. He can't hear us. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I will bring him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready to play?
Yep.
Okay.
I hope so.
Let's do this. Number 1, Adam Levine is now back to his wedding weight thanks to having his trainer move into his home. What rapper is featured on Maroon 5's newest hit single, Beautiful Mistakes?
The Weeknd? I don't know.
Number 2, Mario Lopez. Says he got into an argument with Elizabeth Berkley right after they stepped on stage to do an interview with Ellen. What show did they co-star in the 90s, and now they're part of the reboot?
Saved by the Bell.
Number 3, Nike has filed a lawsuit citing trademark infringement after the designer of Lil Nas X's Satan shoes released a special edition sneaker. What artist was featured on Lil Nas X's song Old Town Road?
Oh my gosh, I know that song.
Time's up. Number 4, Sharon Osbourne has exited the talk with a $10 million payout after allegations of racist comments. Name one other current host of the talk.
Oh my gosh, I'm bombing today. This is my big moment. Sherry Shepherd.
All right, number 5.
Sherry Shepherd?
Number 5, 2 episodes of SpongeBob SquarePants will stop airing due to less than kid-friendly content. What network debuted SpongeBob SquarePants in 1999?
Nickelodeon. My son knew that one. Nickelodeon.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Okay.
All right, Jackie and Ted only got 2 out of 5.
Okay, not so good. Let's see how I do.
Number 1.
$1,600.
Yeah, Adam Levine is now back to his wedding weight thanks to having his trainer move into his home. What rapper is featured on Maroon 5's newest hit single, Beautiful Mistakes?
It's Megan Thee Stallion.
That is correct. Number 2, Mario Lopez says that he got into an argument with Elizabeth Berkley right before they stepped on stage to do an interview with Ellen.
Oh, come on.
What show did they co-star in the 90s and are now part of the reboot?
Saved by the Bell.
That's right.
That's an easy one.
Number 3, Nike has filed a lawsuit citing trademark infringement after the designer of Lil Nas X's Satan shoes released special edition sneakers. What artist was featured on Lil Nas X's hit song Old Town Road?
That's Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yes.
And he crushes it.
Number 4, Sharon Osbourne has exited the talk with a $10 million payout after allegations of racist comments. Name one other current host of the talk.
I don't know Carrie Ann's last name, so Cheryl Underwood.
Cheryl Underwood is correct.
Yeah.
Cheryl Underwood, Carrie Ann Inaba, Amanda Kloots, or Elaine Welteroth.
Yeah, but 2 of them are new, so I don't know those numbers.
Number 5, 2 episodes of SpongeBob SquarePants will stop airing due to less than kid-friendly content.
Mm.
What network debuted SpongeBob SquarePants in 1999?
Nickelodeon, wasn't it?
It was Nickelodeon. Jackie and Ted, Raven beat you 5-2 this morning.
Oh, this is Jackie and Ted, and we can't beat Raven.
All right.
Better luck next time, guys. Enjoy that shirt.